Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services, and it's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Check out drjohnb.com. An 8-year-old daughter with bad behavior could be the basis for a discussion on a broader family discipline problem. This little girl thinks that she is always right and gets everyone mad at her, both at home and in school. Now, teachers are annoyed with her attitude, and it does not allow her to keep friends. The parents need a new approach that's fresh. They cannot worry about what they've done wrong, but they can really focus in on how to correct this situation. I'm not going to touch this with an 8-foot pole, Dr. Braccio.
Well, this is a very common problem that a lot of parents have, and a lot of times it's a result of just trying to get along or, you know, in the earlier years thinking your daughter or your son is just cute and, you know, it seems funny, and all of a sudden the years pass and you have somebody on your hand who's argumentative, always thinks they're right, having trouble with friendships, causing problems at home, causing problems at school, and that's a time when parents need to take a time out. They need to reassess themselves. It's not a time for guilt or feeling horrible. It's a time to come up with a new plan and a new strategy. And when you have someone like this, you have to learn how to interact appropriately. You can't become the brother or sister of the child, because these are children that they're always right. So they're going to get in big arguments with you. Often they want to behave like the adult, so you can't do that. You have to, as parents, you have to strategize, you have to talk to the child, you have to start talking about what's reasonable behavior, reasonable attitude. You have to look at yourself. Are you an unreasonable person? Do you have anger? Do you blow up? Are you conciliatory? Okay, so you also have to make sure you're modeling the type of behavior that you want with your child. Otherwise, you may find out that some of your bad behaviors, if you will, if not the extreme of the child, are being inculcated, if you will, in the child. So you look at yourself, you talk to the child, you tell the child what is wrong, what is inappropriate, work on appropriate behavior, you work with the school, and you have to set some consequences for the child in the home also, because if the child continues and is continually argumentative and already causing disruptions, you're going to have to come up with some reasonable consequences for the child, such as not playing with a video game, not going outside, not doing certain things, because you really do have to control this kind of behavior, Tony. Otherwise, you're going to end up with somebody you really can't control, and the child is really going to develop a conduct disorder where they're just going to behave very inappropriately. It can be even lying, cheating, stealing, doing all kinds of things. I don't want to say every child like this ends up like that, but they come out of the beginnings of attitudes and behaviors of selfishness and never seeing anything wrong in themselves and blaming everyone else.
Where does this attitude, this behavior chance, what's the genesis of it?
Well, usually it's ineffective parenting. Usually the parents, well, it's a horrible thing to say, but generally it's, you know, you have the personality of the child, the chemical makeup, if you will, and the parents, and sometimes you get a, I don't want to kind of sound bad, but if you get a dull, quiet type of a parent and then kind of get a wild, acting out personality type, you can see where there's a conflict there. But often it's parents that haven't drawn the line, haven't dealt with what's reasonable, and often I found that over the years they thought it was kind of cute to have this maybe intelligent of coming out with statements, arguing with adults, arguing with people. They see it sometimes in a positive way, and all of a sudden begin to realize, gee, there's really nothing positive here, because, you know, cute at 5 is not cute at 8, okay? And cute at 8 can be a monster, if you will, in terms of attitude and behavior, 11, 12, 13. So usually this starts in the home. Usually it starts just not setting the right rules, setting the right standards, teaching the child the right types of behaviors and attitudes. I always say it's never too late to start. Rather than blame yourself, look back at things you could have done differently, you just make changes. Now you may need to meet with an expert who can help you with this, but clearly there's a need for the parents to sit down and sort out exactly what they're going to do. And if there's one parent, the same thing. Strategize and come up with good strategies to develop good behaviors and attitudes in your child.
What happens for a change in this? Is it maturity? Is it age? Is it guidance from the parents? Is it the modeling from other kids, or just a combination of all those?
Well, it's probably a combination of all of these things. The problem is, if you're having these type of problems at 8 and you don't really work hard to change them, they're just going to get worse. The person's just going to run into a lot of conflicts in life, and they won't see it as themselves. They'll see everyone else is wrong, everyone else picking on them, giving them a hard time, unreasonable, and it becomes a very lonely, unhappy life, and they tend to just really torture or give a hard time to all the rest of the people that they encounter. And we all know people like this, the pain in the butt, the unreasonable one, the temper person, the walking on eggshells person. They come out of these sets of behaviors when people are young, when there is no effective attempt to change those behaviors and attitudes.
Darn it, I was going to blame Kyle for being late into our next set of commercials, but it's my own fault, Dr. Braccio.
Well, listen, I've always said blame is not the right word. The right word is we make the appropriate changes and we move forward.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services, and we've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Check out drjohnb.com. Thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure, my friend.